I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number two man in the College Station Utilities Electric Division is retiring today after 38 years on the job. We spoke with Tony Mahalski about his time with CSU.
A little sad. I mean, it's going to be missed, but, you know, it's been a great place to work.
So talk about when you started with CSU in 1980. What did you do back then?
Oh, I didn't know anything about the business. I just graduated from high school, went looking for a job and found a job and learned the electric business. You know, eventually was climbing poles, working in bucket trucks on the power lines, you know, getting customers power, taking care of trouble calls as power outages happened. And then kind of just worked my way up in the organization, was given a lot of opportunities to be able to move up. And then dealing with customers on how to get power into subdivisions and for, you know, new commercial businesses and stuff like that.
So back then, when you started, the city's population was just over 37,000 people. Obviously, that has grown exponentially. What have been some of the biggest challenges as the city has grown for you?
Well, like I said, I think we've just keeping up with the growth. You know, staying ahead of the growth with the power lines, making sure we're, you know, we have the system capacity there when the customers come. I mean, because as development happens, you have to be ready to serve it. And I think, like I said, we've done a pretty good job of that. So we've always been, you know, ready to serve the new customers, just staying ahead of the growth as it was coming in.
Mm-hmm. Tony, we always hear about squirrels and other rodents getting into electrical lines and causing outages. What is one of the craziest things that you've ever seen?
Oh, God. Craziest things I've ever seen. Oh, man. Like you said, the squirrels, the birds. We had a cat get in on a transformer. Oh, God. What was that? Oh, we had somebody's iguana get up on a pole.
An iguana.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty
that's
crazy.
Probably the weirdest. You know, with Teutons, they had some of those, and we probably had one of those happen.
Right,
cars hit poles. But as far as the craziest, I'd have to probably say somebody's iguana getting up on a pole.
Well, so, Tony, what comes after this? What comes after retirement or retiring from this position?
Well, moving back to my hometown of LaGrange, Texas, remodeling a house, and once me and my wife get through doing that, we'll see what happens next. Probably do some traveling and just enjoying life.
All right. Well, congratulations on a long career and one that I'm sure served many people. I guess just kind of the last thing I want to ask is, what do you have to say to this community and to all the people that you've been able to help in the past 38 years?
Oh, it's the city's been a great place to work. I've worked for a lot of great people and worked for a lot of different people, but it's been fun. It's been fun and went by fast.
Thanks again to Tony Mahalski for visiting with us today. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.